Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Daring Heist of Max the Mouse. In the bustling town of Morningshire, nestled amidst the rolling hills and swaying green meadows, lived a clever and courageous mouse named Max. Max belonged to a long line of mice known for their cunning and bravery, and he prided himself on upholding the family's honorable legacy. One sunny morning, Max woke up to a family crisis. The cherished family heirloom jewels had been stolen. These jewels weren't only valuable, but held sentimental significance, passed down through generations and believed to bring good fortune to Max's family. The news came from Max's uncle Billy, who had discovered that the jewels were missing after a visit from the notorious cat Whiskers. Whiskers, with her sharp claws and even sharper wits, had been a long-standing adversary to the mice of Morningshire, particularly fond of causing mischief. Determined to recover the jewels, Max devised a plan to retrieve them from Whiskers' lair, located in the ominous corner of the attic. It was a place feared by many but known to house treasures that Whiskers had pilfered from various families. However, Max knew he couldn't do it alone. Enter Toby, a resourceful and swift little sparrow who had been Max's friend since they were both young. Their friendship had blossomed from playful games in the fields to shared adventures across the nooks and crannies of Morningshire. With his keen eyes and quick flight, Toby was the perfect partner for this daring mission. When Max shared his plan, Toby chirped with excitement and agreed to help. Their friendship was built on trust and shared experiences. Toby had once saved Max from a rushing stream, while Max had helped Toby when his wing was tangled in a thorny bush. These acts of kindness and bravery forged a bond that was unbreakable. Under the cloak of midnight, Max and Toby set off on their mission. Armed with a tiny rope, a satchel, and a small piece of cheese for luck, Max scurried through the dimly lit corridors, while Toby flew overhead, keeping watch and guiding Max with the faint silvery light of the moon sweeping through the attic's cracked windows. As Max approached Whiskers' den, he could hear the soft purr of the sleeping cat. Carefully and quietly, he tiptoed past the sleeping giant, his heart pounding with the tension of the moment. His eyes scanned the room, searching for the glint of his family jewels. While Max focused on navigating the cluttered attic, Toby kept his sharp eyes on Whiskers. Perched on a nearby rafter, Toby was ready to sound the alarm if Whiskers awoke. In the far corner of the attic, under a pile of old newspapers, Max spotted the familiar shimmer of the heirloom jewels. With Whiskers snoring gently in the background, Max stealthily sifted through the papers and slipped the jewels into his satchel. As he turned to make his escape, the floorboards creaked ominously. Whiskers stirred, her eyes flickering open. Fearless, Toby swooped down, flapping his wings and chirping loudly to distract the cat, giving Max the crucial seconds he needed to dash towards the exit. As soon as Max had left, Toby fled through the open window. Back in the safety of his cozy home, Max presented the jewels to his family, who erupted in cheers and joyous squeaks of gratitude and admiration. Max's bravery and quick thinking, coupled with Toby's invaluable assistance, had saved the day, ensuring that the proud legacy of his family continued unbroken. However, as the family examined the jewels closely, Uncle Billy gasped in surprise.
"These aren't our jewels!"
he exclaimed, holding up a shiny necklace with the initials WC engraved on it. It turned out that what Max had retrieved belongs to Whiskers herself, a family heirloom passed down through generations of cats. Feeling a pang of guilt, Max knew what he had to do. That very same night, Max and Toby returned the jewels to Whiskers' lair, leaving them just outside her den. In a twist of fate, Whiskers, having witnessed Max's honesty, decided to return the true mouse family heirlooms, which he had hidden in a secret compartment. From that day forward, Max, Toby, and Whiskers formed an unlikely friendship, showing that even the fiercest of foes can find common ground. Max and Toby's friendship grew even stronger, their tale of daring and honesty inspiring young animals throughout Morningshire. It became a legend of courage, trust, and the power of unexpected friendships. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.